Today's Shira, Mr. Buriyemi, is Siman Tuf Resh Mem Gimel. And we already had seen that when eating in the Sukkah on the first night of Sukkah, we say the following brachas, the bracha of Agefen on the wine, the bracha of Kiddush Hayoin, right, the bracha of Hashem HaFarbanu, the bracha of Leishay Basukkah on the mitzvah of dwelling in the Sukkah, Hashem HaShem HaZavzibanu, Leishay Basukkah, and finally Shefiyanos. Four things, four brachas. Agefen, the bracha of Kiddush, three, the bracha of Leishay Basukkah, and four, the Shefiyanos. And the bracha of Shehiyanu, we saw already, is said for three distinct reasons. Number one is the arrival of the Yom Tov of Sukkot. Number two was the performance of the mitzvah of building the Sukkah. And C, the performance of the mitzvah of dwelling in the Sukkah. Now this sif is to discuss the order in which we say these brachos. Aleph. Seder HaKiddush. What is the order of the brachos of Kiddush? Yayin. The first bracha is Baruch Yagafen. Kiddush. Second bracha is the bracha of Kiddush Hayom, sanctification of the day, on Yom Tov, right, it's Hashem Bachabano Mikol Am. We were thanking Hashem. We were first declaring the Kedusha of the Yom Tov. We thank Hashem for choosing us from among the nations and giving us the Yom Tov, Kadesh Yisrael, the Azmanim, and then the Sukkah, and then the bracha on Sukkah. So it's Kiddush Yayin, it's Yayin Kiddush, and then Sukkah, Yayin Kiddush, and then Sukkah. Those are the first three brachas. Yachakach Zman. And afterwards, the fourth bracha is Shehiyanu. Why? V'sha Zman Chayzer Al Kiddush Hayoyim. Because Zman goes and will refer back to both the Kiddush Hayom, the Kiddushas Hayoyim, the Kiddush of the day, the Shehiyanu of the Yom Tov, the Al Mitzvah Sukkah, and also Shehiyanu will be on the Mitzvah Sukkah. So therefore, we don't say the Shehiyanu after the Kiddush. We say the Shehiyanu after the Kiddush and after the bracha of Leishay Basukkah. And that's what we do. That's what we do in Eretz Yisrael. That's what we do in Chutz La'aretz on the first night. We'll see about the second night soon. But that's what we do. Because we have a Shehiyanu that's going to relate back both to the Kiddush Hayom, the Kiddushas Hayom, and the actual mitzvah of sitting in the Sukkah. Sif katan aleph. Nayin kiddush b'sukkah. That's the order. Aleph. She'iyah shalav varach ala sukkah kodim she'i varach ala kiddush hayom. You can't make the bracha on the mitzvah of sukkah before kiddush. Sharei mitchila b'skadish hayom. Because first, kiddush hayom, the yom tov comes in first. The yacharkach, and once the yom tov comes in, that's when you nischai yelishay b'sukkah. So that's when you become obligated in the sukkah. So therefore, the bracha of kiddush is appropriate to say first, mitkadish hayom, to confirm and affirm the kiddusha of the yom tov. And then, once it's Yom Tov, right, or once you express Yom Tov, then you express how the Yom Tov has been mechayev you in the mitzvah of Sukkah, and that's when you go ahead and make the bracha on Leishay B'Sukkah. Zivkot Deizi Achakach Zman, and then afterwards you make the bracha of Shehiyanu, because that's going back on both the Kiddush Hayom and on the mitzvah of Sukkah. There's no difference whether the Sukkah was already up and standing with the Schach from before, or whether he did it and built it right before Sukkot. Since he did not go ahead and make the bracha when he built the Sukkah, so regardless of whether he built the Sukkah right before Sukkot, or the book before, or there was a Sukkah that was already there, he says, if so, if no bracha was made when he built the sukkah, then it's regardless going to be chal now, the bracha of Shehiyanu, for the asiyah on the, when he makes the bracha of Zman al Kiyama Mitzvah, so he's obligated now to make the Zman al Kiyama Mitzvah in lo, and again, regardless of whether he had an asiyah, didn't have an asiyah, he's making the bracha of Shehiyanu at the yeshiva b'sukkah. In lo birech zman b'layla, he didn't say Shehiyanu at night, yuchal levarech kol shiva. So in terms of the Shehiyanu of the Yom Tov, not the Shehiyanu on the sitting in the sukkah, on the dwelling in the sukkah. If he didn't say, let's say he's not sitting in the sukkah at all, and he didn't say zman at night, he could make the bracha of Shehiyanu kol shiva, all 7 days, but even without a coast. Why? because the Zman, the Shechianu, for the Yom Tov could be said even in the Shuk, even in the marketplace. Obviously, he's not talking about the Shechianu on the Sukkah. The Shechianu on the Sukkah has to be when he's performing the mitzvah of Sukkah, because that's what the Shechianu is for the mitzvah of sitting in the Sukkah. Tifkat Gimel, Lefi, the reason why the Zman, Shechianu, is said after the Kiddush and after the Bracha of Leishev, not in between, as we said, because it goes back on both. Says in Gimel, when he called the Yevid and the Babar of the Achagav Sukkah, he says still the Yevid, if he made the Bracha of Shechianu after Kiddush before the Bracha of Leishev, Eino Chazir Levarech Zman, he doesn't go ahead and repeat the Bracha of Shechianu for the Sukkah, meaning he's not going to repeat a second Shechianu. If he by accident said the Shechianu, people have this issue oftentimes. They messed up, they say the Shechianu on the Sukkahs before they say the Leishev, and they think, oh, I messed up, I can say the Leishev, but then say the Shechianu again. He was supposed to say the Shechianu after Leishev. He says, but the Yevid, if you butchered it and you said Shechianu on the first night of Sukkot before the Leishev, you would not go in and repeat the Shechianu after you say the Leishev. Why? Because we say, right, because we could say that the bracha on Shechianu refers also to the bracha on the Sukkah that follows it. The Gemara happens to, in the Daf, in Sukkah Daf, Nun Vavam and Aleph, it quotes a machlokes about the proper order of the Shechianu and Leishev during Kiddush. Now, it's very interesting, because there in the Gemara, one opinion says that Shechianu is said before Leishev Sukkah, since it is said more often. Hagir. While another opinion says that Leishev Sukkah is said first, since the mitzvah of Sukkah is the primary chi of the day. And the halacha follows the opinion that we said Leishev Sukkah first. This machlokes, though, is only regarding Lechatchila. But if B'diyeved, one said Shechianu first, all agree that he has fulfilled his chiyuv. Now, it's interesting. Shulchan Aruch here gave a different rationale for why we say Leishev Basukah first, right? The Gemara said the reason why we say Leishev Basukah first is because the mitzvah of Sukkah is the primary chiyuv of the day. But that's not what the Shulchan Aruch said. Shulchan Aruch said it's because the bracha of Shechianu goes back on both the mitzvah of Sukkah and on the Kiddush Hayom. So, what's the reason that he does this? Why does he say the reason we say Shechianu after? Because it refers both to Yom Tov and Sukkah, and therefore it comes after the two brachas made on these mitzvahs. So the Shartzian maintains this is not the main rationale for the order of the brachas that the Shulchan Aruch is bringing here. Instead, it's the rationale given by the Gemara, that the Sukkah is the primary chi of the day. The reason is, okay, so what's the reason that he brings it up here? Because if the Shechianu is said first, it really can refer to the Leishev Basukah said after. Therefore, even though Lechatchila, one should say Leishev Basukah first, due to both rationales, but the Yevet, neither of them are a concern. Now, we still have the following question, though. Why does the Shulchan Aruch choose to give his reason and not the reason of the Gemara? Again, Shartzin says the main reason is that the core obligation of the day is Sukkah, that's the mitzvah Hayayim, which should come before Shechianu, and he just points out that whether it's for the Shulchan Aruch's reason or for the primary reason, it's only Lechatchila, but the Yevet, it's meaningful to say the Shechianu before the Leishev. But why? Why does the Shulchan Aruch mention his reason instead of the one given by the Gemara? So the Bach says, and we're going to see later that on the second night of Sukkot, this is by Hilchos, after Hilchos Lulav, that on the second night of Sukkot in Chutz Laaretz, so once the Shechianu before Leishev Sukkot, right after Kiddush Hayom, we do not say Leishev Basukah and then Shechianu. We say Shechianu right after Kiddush Hayom and then we say the Leishev. So the Mishnah Berurah there explains that on that night, the Shechianu is only on the Yom Tov, and that's why if one would say Leishev Basukah first, this would be a lot. This would be a hefsek between the Shechianu and the Kiddush Hayom. And this is so even though Leishev Basukah is the primary chi of the day. So apparently, the consideration of hefsek is stronger and overrides the preference for the lot, for the day's obligation. So Shulchan Aruch here, therefore, explains that on the first night of Sukkot, the Leishev Basukah is not a hefsek between the Shechianu and the Kiddush Hayom, because the Shechianu itself is also referring to the mitzvah of what? Of Sukkah. So that's why he gives that reasoning. So again, to sum up, there are two basic reasons why we, on the first night of Sukkot, everywhere, we have the leishay before the shefianu, and that's because the main reason of the Gemara, namely that the mitzvah of Sukkah is the main mitzvah of the Yom Tov, and therefore we say that before we say the shefianu, and two, that he points out that there's no problem of a hefsek between the shefianu after Sukkot for the Yom Tov. It all relates back to both of them. There's no hefsek between the bracha of Kiddush Hayom and the Shechianu if you have the mitzvah of Sukkah in between, because the Shechianu itself relates to the mitzvah of Sukkah, and therefore it's no hefsek. It's the Shechianu that goes back on both. It's only on the second night where the Shechianu is not referring to the Sukkah that it will be a hefsek between the Shechianu and the Kiddush Hayom. Now, there's a general principle. We're starting now with Beis. The general principle, if you recite a bracha on a mitzvah, what's called over le'asiyasa, right before doing the mitzvah. Now, there's a big machlekes, the Rambam and the Rush, how this halacha of over le'asiyasa applies to the bracha of leishay basukkah. The Rambam in Sukkah, Vav Yud Beis, he paskins that one must say the bracha right before sitting in the sukkah, even before eating there. And the Rush, in the Perek, Dalid, right, there, Simon Gimel, he contends that the correct time to say Leishay Basukkah is before eating in the Sukkah, not when one is merely sitting there. Okay, this is how the Rush is understood by the Taz. Mr. Brura is going to have what to say about this coming up. Now, based on this, the Shulchan Aruch and Ramah here will discuss whether one should stand while saying some of the brachas of Kiddush, or one may sit for the entire Kiddush. Sisik Beis. La Rambam mekadesh umad umevarech leishay basukah v'yoshev. According to the Rambam, not only do you say Kiddush standing, but you also make the bracha of leishay basukah standing, and then you sit. V'yachar kach v'varech man. After that, you say the bracha of Shechianu. Comes the Rambam. Rambam says, v'ein noagin king. That is not our minag. Ela mekadshim yishav. Rather, you say Kiddush sitting, and the leishay is sat. We are sitting before. We're sitting when we make the bracha of leishay. Chayin das harush, and that is the opinion of the Rush. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah Sif Kata. Dalit mekadesh umid. The Daito, because according to the opinion of the Rambam, Hayeshiva hu tchilas asiyas haMitzvah. The sitting is the beginning of the performance of the mitzvah. Even though the ikar part of the mitzvah is when you eat, but the tchilas haMitzvah, the asiyas haMitzvah, is the sitting in the sukkah. This is different than we talk about. We only make a bracha on the gemar. But that's where we have a distinct, two different distinct activities in the process, like a sinas sukkah and a yeshiva sukkah. But here, it's really the sitting in the sukkah. That we just the ikar of that mitzvah is with the what, with the eating it. But this is really the beginning of the core mitzvah, because it's the yeshiva sukkah, the yeshal levarech over lasiyasa before you sit, and therefore you say the bracha standing and then you sit. That is before you start the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah, you should be making the bracha. Once you're sitting in the sukkah, then it would not be over lasiyasan according to the Rambam, right? You have to make the bracha before the beginning of performing the mitzvah. It's chilas haMitzvah, which is sitting in the sukkah. Once you're sitting, it's already a problem. The yeshul and hokein kol shivas ayomim, and this is the way it should happen all days, according to the Rambam, when you go into the sukkah, according to the Shulchan Aruch, when you go into the sukkah, you say the bracha before you sit down. The harush, however, the rush, he's cholek, and that's the, we'll see, Rambam as well, he's going to get at this. Harush sphere leish, yesh smoke ha-bracha al ikar ha-mitzvah. Rush says you should be soimeth the bracha to the ikar ha-mitzvah. Shehi ha-achila. The bracha should be after you're sitting, before you eat. In the case of Kiddush, before you drink the Kiddush wine. But after you're already sitting. Kumosh ha-kasav, so simon ta-fesh ha-mitzvah. Shenoagin, like we saw in Siman Tarfish Hamates, the minagish eimet varchen ella al achila. The bracha is only on the ikar part of the mitzvah, which is the achila, and the bracha is only on the ikar part, namely the achila. Sif katan hey leishay basukah v'yoshev va'achar kach bevaras man. So the Rabbi Shulchan Aruch, quoting the Rabbi, says that you go ahead and you sit in the sukkah after you make the bracha of leishev. After you make the bracha of leishev. So you say leishev basukkah, then you sit. After that you say shachiyanu. So he says, bala fuke shalev raf pechas man kodim shiyeshev. This is coming to exclude that you don't say the shachiyanu before you sit down. The after pechas man gufa rashay liyos ba midah lukuliyama, even though the shachiyanu could be said standing according to everybody, it's not appropriate to do it standing for a different reason. You have to go ahead and be somech and connect the doing of the mitzvah to the bracha. Since he said the bracha of leishev, according to the, again, we're talking here not in the Rosh, in the Ramah. We're talking in the Shulchan Aruch, where he says you're standing for the bracha of leishev, and then you sit, and then you say the shachiyanu. Why do you do that? Why don't you say the bracha of leishev, then the shachiyanu, and then sit? He says, no, because you have to connect the doing of the mitzvah to the bracha, and therefore you sit, and then you say, right, came in shaber, achay shabasuk, sarach achay shetek, you sit right away. Now we're coming to a new point. With respect to the issue of if a number of balabatim can say Kiddush in the sukkah at the same time, so with regard to this number of balabatim saying Kiddush sukkah achas, so he references back Simon Tav Pei Ches in the Mishnebrua there, and says as follows. So there, the Mishnebrua. Now, first of all, in the olden days, many people did not have a private sukkah of their own, and would therefore share a sukkah together and eat their meals there. So the Mishnebrua there writes that in the case of when it comes to like Kriyas HaTorah in Tzibur, we do not allow more than one reader to read for the Torah for the Tzibur. The reason is that it's going to be difficult for the listeners to hear the reading because there are two voices. This is what's called Trei Koli Lo Mishtamoy. And when it comes to Kiddush, two people may say it together, even when being motzi others, discharging the chiyuv of Kiddush of others, because the mitzvah of Kiddush is precious and beloved to people, and the listeners will make sure to hear one of the people saying Kiddush. Nevertheless, the Mishnebrua there concludes that it's preferable for each person to make Kiddush by himself when the Kiddush is being said for others, and you shouldn't have a number of people say the Kiddush for others. That's what he says over there. Then the Mishnebrua continues on and says, it's proper to say the bracha of the sukkah, leishev sukkah, in a loud voice, slowly and with a tune, like the rest of the brachas, kishab brachas of Kiddush, like the rest of the brachas of Kiddush. Buadin, similarly, the whole shah brachas, yagyel of Koran. This is similarly with regard to all the brachas. One should accustom himself to recite them with a loud voice, since saying them, kiyakom ara kavana, saying them aloud arouses a person's concentration. We are up to here, Sif Gimel, Bashar Yomim. On the other days of Sukkot, one recites the Mevarech ala Sukkah, Kodem Berchas Hamoti. One recites the bracha of Leishev B'Sukkah, the Shulchan Aruch says, before the bracha of Hamoti on the bread. You say Leishev, and then you say the Hamoti. Now, we don't do that, do we? So comes the Shulchan Aruch and he says, V'nagim, however, the minag now is not to do that. It's Levarech ala Sukkah, Achar Berchas Hamoti. You say the Leishev after you say Hamoti throughout Sukkot, Kodem Sheyitov. So whenever you're having bread in a Sukkah, whenever you're making a Leishev after the Bracha of Hamoti, you say it, again, whenever you're, not on Yom Tov, when you're saying Kiddush, but you're having Hamoti, you first say Hamoti, then you say Leishev, and then you eat the bread. That's the minag. The Ramah says, Haga achi noagim b'chol. This is how we are noeg during the week. However, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, when there's Kiddush, Mevarech la'achar Kiddush, we, as we said, say the Leishev after Kiddush and not after the Hamotzi, as we had seen before. Let's see the Mishnebrua here. Sif Katan Vav, Bishar Yomim, on other days, right, of Sukkot, one says the brachas on the mitzvah of Sukkot before the bracha of Hamotzi on the bread. Rotaloma, this means to say, to be Yom Tov, halo kfar, halo mevuar le'el, b'sif aleph, yayin Kiddush v'sukkah. Regarding the Yom Tov, it's been explained earlier, right, that in Sif Aleph, that the order of the brachas Say Kiddush is Yayin, Kiddush, and then Leishay Basukah. And we explained there, Ubi'er Hashem Tama Dabar. We explained the reason for this, that Yishal Levarach al Sukkah Kodem Kiddush Ayom. It's not possible to recite the bracha on the Sukkah before Kiddush of the day. Ayin Sham, see there. However, Achayim B'Shar Yamin, how on the other days, Shein Lahem Kiddush, but there is no Kiddush. That's the Machabe, the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, Sarach Levarach al Sukkah Kodem Beraz Amotzi. You should make the Leishay before the Amotzi, Kedas Rabbe Menu, Mayor of Rottenberg. That's the opinion of the Maram in Rottenberg. He says, his reasoning is that one becomes obligated to bracha the sukkah first, immediately when he enters the sukkah and sits down to partake in his meal, and it is proper to have the bracha on the sukkah immediately following the sitting in the sukkah as much as possible. Okay? However, acha'olam lo nagu kein to the Messiah, however, the universal practice is not to do so as the Shulchan Aruch concludes. Okay? Then he says, Sif Katan Zayin, Achar Birchas Amotzi. So the minhag is to do it after Amotzi. The minhag is to do it after Amotzi, so that one first begins the meal. Tayada huikir chiyav asukkah, by whose means the essential chiyav of sukkah is created and generated. The achar kach yivarech, and then afterwards you make the bracha. Right? This is done, he says, so that one first begins the meal, by whose means the essential obligation of sukkah is created, and after that he says the bracha on the sukkah, and lo havi hefsek ben berchas hamotzi la'achila. This is not considered an interruption, a hefsek between the bracha of hamotzi and the eating. Tzarach sudahu kamo kiddush, because this is necessary element for the meal, the same as kiddush. Right, whenever one makes kiddush, he says agafen and the bracha of kiddush, and only after that he drinks the wine. So we don't say the bracha of kiddush is a hefsek between the geffen and the drinking of the wine, because one may not eat before kiddush. So it's necessary to step for drinking the wine. So too in our case, although one is saying leishay basukah after hamotzi, it's not a hefsek because one cannot eat in the sukkah before reciting what? Leishay basukah. Sifkat and ches, aval b'shabbos b'yontov sheyesh ben kiddush. Then you make the bracha of leishay after kiddush, not after the hamotzi. Perish. She'oz mekadesh al hayayim. Meaning that then he makes kiddush on wine. B'yomer al hakos sukkah. And then he says on the coast that he's holding the leishev, uzman, and then he says the shechiyon gilel, the achakach hamotzi yalapas. Then only afterwards he says hamotzi on the bread. And mekadesh alapas, but if he makes kiddush on bread, omer hamotzi v'kiddush v'sukkah uzman, he'll say the hamotzi, like the yayin. Then he says the kiddush. Then he says the leishev, and then uzman. Now she'en came b'chol, as opposed to during the week, Shein shem el hamotzi, all you have is hamotzi, mevarach al hasukkah, take gevach ha-ber az hamotzi. He makes the leishev immediately after the hamotzi, as opposed to if he had hamotzi in kiddush for kiddush on Yom Tov, so then he obviously would not be making it after the hamotzi, he'd be making it after the kiddush. The same way he'd be making it after the kiddush if he made the kiddush on wine. Sifkatan tes mevarech la'achar kiddush. So he makes the bracha after kiddush. Da'azu zman aschalas ha'suda. That's the time of the beginning of the suda. The bikodem ken ein rashar lachol. Because before that you can't start eating. V'shayech oz levarech brachas ha'sukah. And it's already meaningful to say the bracha of leishay basukah. L'inyan suda shabbos v'yontov shachris. However, with respect to the suda shabbos and yontov on the morning of Yom Tov and Shabbos, she'ein ba'en kiddush, rak bracha bi'al malakos, the kiddush rabba is not really a bracha of kiddush of Hashem Bachar, it's just a simple bracha of Borei Pri Agafen. Yesh deos bein achvarim, there are different opinions. Yesh om divizeh ein kedai la'afsik bi'chasukah bein bracha l'shtiyah. Those that say you should not, after the bore pri agaf and say leishev and then drink. Dalashti aleka chiyuv sukkah klal, because on the drinking there is no chiyuv sukkah, just the drinking of the wine according to those opinions. You don't make a bracha just on the wine itself. It's already a suffix whether you do that. Eliyavarech osa achar brechas hamotzi. So rather, these poskim say you would only say the leishev after brechas hamotzi on Shabbos day. However, there are those that argue and say the gam bezet here as well. Since he's basically setting himself up with this kiddush for the eating, he should make the bracha before he drinks from the kos. Either way is fine. He's only talking where he is going to be washed. He's going to be washing afterwards for the suda. But if now he doesn't want to go ahead and have his suda, he's just making a kiddush, like just having kiddush with some mezainis. Let's say you're talking where it's Yom Tov morning, and he's not having his suda yet. He's having kiddush, like sometimes we have kiddush before we have the meal. So he says, in that case, where he's eating afterwards, pas kisnin, today she get kiddush zeh, the makom suda, so that kiddush will be makom suda. There, everyone would hold, you should go ahead and make the bracha of leishev b'sukkah before he drinks from the kos, because he is merely going to just be having pas kisnin afterwards and not the full hamotzi. Finally, the Ramah then finishes and he says, v'im kidesh babayis yachal basuka o ipcha aye la'el. He says, if one recited kiddush in his house and will eat the meal in the sukkah or vice versa, he says, see earlier in Simon Reish Ayin Gimel Sif Beis Ayin Sham.